Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to TOTM Tea Talk here on Blog Talk Radio with me, your host, Val Carey, and we are coming to you live from our studios here in Brooklyn. Yeah, so ladies, I'm really happy to be back, and I hope you are all well and in a comfortable spot. I hope you have your tea or something else to drink. I actually have my pot of tea that's steeping right now, so I have to actually wait, and I'm trying something new. I'm trying some saw palmetto berry tea, and I'm hoping that it will steep shortly and I'll be able to enjoy. So let me know what you're sipping on by joining us in the chat room as we are about to jump into the mood talk, the crave talk, the cramp talk. Yeah, ladies, the TOTMT talk. So you can join me in the chat room. You can call me up at 323-870-3792. You can listen by phone, and you can also join in the conversation by pressing the number one if you're calling in. So we are still taking submissions for the tea bag, and the tea bag is a collection of questions from you, the listener, from you, our friends to the chat room. So you can email us at teatalk@itsmytotm.com. Now, when tea is not the letter T, it's as in the beverage tea, T-E-A, so that's Tea Talk, T-A-T-A-L-K, at itsmytotm.com. So I'm looking forward to getting letters from you all so that we can read them here on the show. So we celebrated Earth Day just a few days ago, and so in Earth Day fashion, I just thought it would be great to talk about ways that we can green our menstrual cycle. Now, some of us are greening already and may not even realize that we are greening. And then there are some of us who may want to figure out a way how to be kinder and gentler to Mother Earth. And I think that's probably part of the reason why created. So, yeah. Now, on average, a woman is going to cycle for about 40 years or more. And what does that translate into? That translates into about 480 periods, 500 periods. That's a lot of menstrual cycles. And during those cycles, we can use upwards to 10,000 tampons, 10,000 sanitary napkins, maybe more, maybe less. So what happens to those sanitary napkins that we use? What happens to the tampons that we use? I know you may think, I use my tampon, I take it out, and I flush it down the toilet. But where does that waste go from the toilet? And where does the sanitary napkin go? Because what do? You take it, you wrap it up, and you throw it into the garbage, right? Where does the garbage go? The garbage goes to the landfill. And what happens to the garbage that is at the landfill? It sits there. It accumulates. And it takes months and months and years and sometimes centuries for garbage to degrade. Now, I was looking at some research that was done by this group called Done to Earth, Down to Earth Material. And what I read was that for cotton, it takes 1 to 5 months for cotton to decompose in a landfill site. That may sound like a long time, but it's nothing. It's nothing. It's a glimpse in time compared to other items. Now, nylon clothes takes 30 to 40 years to decompose. That's an adult lifespan for some, not a total lifespan, but, you know, that's a good portion of your lifetime. And then, according to their research, it says that sanitary napkins in children's diapers 500 to 800 years. Now, I don't know about you, but let's just think about that. I mean, you wouldn't live to see 500 years. Your children wouldn't live to see 500 years. And your children's children wouldn't see to live 500 years. So the impact that you have on Earth with your sanitary napkins will not only affect you, but affect your children, your children's children, and your children's children. It affects 5 to 6 generations from your lifetime. So I think that we can be better stewards of Earth by simply taking small steps to green our periods. What do you guys think? Call me up. What's our number here? 323-870-3792. I'm just drinking some H2O right now. I'm waving a hand to Kylie in the chat room. Hey, Kylie. I am so glad that you are able to join us. So how do we begin to green our periods, and are you greening your period? One of the ways I think that we can begin to green our periods is simply by reading the box labels of what is put inside our feminine products. But that sounds like a great idea. But unfortunately, most of the manufacturers, they don't even tell you what's in sanitary napkins, which is why there's a new law that I believe Christine Gillibrand is lobbying for, so that we know what's being put into these products that we as women use on our most delicate of body parts. So, okay, so I'm looking in the chat room. And I have a tween that's listening in, and I am so happy that she was able to join us. Based off of that and based off of what I just said, I really recommend 100% cotton sanitary napkins, 100% cotton tampons, because they are friendlier to the environment as opposed to them not being easily biodegradable, such as the rayon viscose tampons that are currently on the market. Most commercial tampons are made up of rayon viscose, or they're made up of some polyester material. And both of those materials are man-made materials. They're not breathable materials. And I believe that those materials cause so many different other problems as opposed to just to the earth. And going green have so many benefits, not just for our earth, you know, for our environment that we live in, but it's also cost-effective. But you can reduce your environmental footprint even more just by choosing one of the few options that we have now available to us as women. Menstrual cups. We have the option to wear a menstrual cup as opposed to wearing a sanitary napkin or a tampon. And I had a great conversation with a group of mommies this past Friday. And, you know, it always amazes me when I speak to women and they have no idea what a menstrual cup is, let alone the different types of menstrual cups that are available to us. Because there are different ones that are on the market, different brands that are available. So we do have some options and we do have choices, which is a wonderful thing. It's, you know, it opens up things for women as opposed to just having one option, which may be just menstrual pads. And then once upon a time, tampons came along, so then it was like the main two. did you do pads or did you do tampons? But now we have other options like menstrual cups, and we have sponges that are available to us. So menstrual cups, you can actually you can use a menstrual cup, and they last up to 10 years. They actually have a brand that's on the market that I love so much, that I've talked about so much. I'm not going to talk about them right now, but they have a product that is a disposable menstrual cup. But then there are the bell-shaped menstrual cups that are made of silicone, and they can last up to 10 years. And so with that being able to reuse this menstrual cup for 10 years, you're actually saving the environment a lot of waste that would take so much time to break down. So if you were, for instance, using sanitary napkins, that's 500 years that it takes for those sanitary napkins to break down. And they're inserted in a woman as you would insert a diaphragm, as opposed to tampons that absorb the menstrual flow. Menstrual cups actually collect the menstrual blood, which the woman, the user, would then empty that into the toilet without adding any extra waste to the environment. So I just want to take a minute to see what's being chatted up in the chat room, and I see that Kylie Creates says, this period, my tween has worn several environmentally friendly products, including cloth pads. You know, I'm right now, we need to get some sound effects in here because I'm clapping right now. I'm like virtually, like physically air clapping. And you know what? Let me not air clap. I'm going to actually clap. So she's used several environmentally friendly products, including cloth pads and a reusable menstrual cup, as well as a disposable instead. She is a menstrual rock star at the age of 11 years old. You know, Kylie, I must say, your tween is definitely a rock star at 11. I got my first COTM at 12 and a half. And at 12 and a half, I really wasn't thinking about using a tampon just yet. I was just thinking about pads. But by the time I was 14, I was using tampons, which... we'll talk about tampons in a second. But natural sponges, which are sea sponges, that aren't bleached, that are free of chemicals. You know, I've talked about sponges, and I have not purchased a sponge yet. That, my friends, trust me, I will be purchasing a sponge just so that I can speak from a position of strength, a position of knowledge, and I can share with you my experience. So I'm going to do that. So probably by, I guess, my next TOTM, I may have a sponge story for you. But sponges, you insert them as you would a tampon, and they are reusable, and they last between 6 to 12 months. And it's not recommended that you boil a sponge, because boiling sponges, what that does, it actually shortens the lifespan, and they're only good for 6 to 12 months anyway. But it's still cost-effective. It's still friendlier to the environment. And because it's natural, I'm not really sure how long it would take for a sponge to decompose. That's something else I need to find out. How long does it take for a sponge to decompose? If anyone knows how long it takes for a sponge to decompose, please call me right now, 323-870-3792. Kylie, if you have any idea how long it takes for a natural sponge to decompose, feel free to let me know. And if you're just listening to this on a playback, you can tweet us at MyTOTM and always use the hashtag MyTOTM 2015 for this year when you were talking about menstrual matters. Okay, so yeah, the natural sponges, that's another option that we have as women to help the environment to go green with our periods. And all you have to do is just rinse it with cold water. And because sponges are porous and they have been known to collect bacteria, it is suggested that you disinfect your sponge by soaking it for at least 2 hours in water, in a water solution of either water and baking soda or water and vinegar or water and hydrogen peroxide or water and tea tree oil. Yeah, I was trying to remember that. Or water and sea salt. These are ways that you can disinfect your sponge. Soak it for about 2 hours. You would more than likely probably want to use a 1-to-4 ratio. So if you're using 1 cup of hydrogen peroxide, then you'll use 4 cups of water and you soak it and then take it out. You rinse it, you squeeze it. If you're still in your TOTM, you may reinsert it or you'll air dry it out. So that's another way that you can green your TOTM. So you can green your TOTM simply by switching out your sanitary napkins or your tampons for using menstrual cups, for using sponges or a combination of that. Also, if you decide that you still want to use a sanitary napkin or a tampon, what do we say? We say use 100% cotton because cotton, one, it's breathable, it's natural, and it's more biodegradable. It decomposes more quickly than substances that are man-made. So while it would take 500 to 800 years for the average sanitary napkin to the cotton sanitary napkin can take somewhere around 5 months. So wouldn't that be better? I think that's better. And I'm sure we probably never even thought about it. Okay, washable cloth pads. Now, there are several different brands on the market that these are cloth pads, and you can reuse them and are made out of cotton, most of them. I would think, yeah, most of them are made out of cotton, and some of them, they have, or most of them have terry cloth or flannel cores because terry cloth absorbs more flow and as well as flannel, and that's, of course, for the absorbency. And now I'm thinking about that. It may sound a little bulky, but think about your sanitary napkins that you currently use. Now, I know some of us may use, like, ultra thin, but if you just think about how much healthier it is for you to use a cloth pad as opposed to one of the other pads that are commercially out there that you don't know what type of material is being used and whether or not there are dioxins in the sanitary napkin, then that's not a huge trade-off. And then cleaning them is pretty much the same way you would soak them, you know, and then put them in your laundry. And so they're reusable. You can use them for about up to a year, I believe. And once again, you're helping save the environment, plus you're saving money. So now, what do you do if you're in a pinch? Some creative ways to green your TOTM. I say use a washcloth, a cotton washcloth, which may be terry cloth, same thing. And it may be a bit bulky, but it works. Now, there are other ways that we can help green our TOTM, green our periods. And, of course, I say read the labels, but also without changing the product that you use. So if you're one who is comfortable with using tampons and you're going to use tampons, then maybe perhaps you might want to think about using a tampon that doesn't come with a plastic applicator. That's just extra packaging. So, like, outer plastic packaging, like pads that are individually wrapped, that's extra plastic, you may want to opt into getting or looking into pads that are packaged, whereas there is no outer wrapper. And as I said, with the tampons, you may want to look for tampons that do not have the plastic applicator. Now, I know there are a few brands that are on the market that actually don't have the plastic applicator. I remember way back in the day, OB, I believe they were like the first tampon product on the market that I can remember that didn't have an applicator. Now, the thing with OB tampons, they're actually made from two types of rayon. And the cover for OB Original is made of polyester / polyethanol. And that doesn't even sound like something that is really friendly to our lady environment. Does it? I don't know. I'm not a big proponent of tampons nowadays. However, if I were to recommend a tampon, I definitely would say 100% cotton, ladies. And so there are two other companies that that I know of off the top of my head that also don't have applicators, and that would be Seventh Heaven. Not Seventh Heaven. That's a show, isn't it? No, it's Seventh Generation. Seventh Generation carries a tampon that does not have a applicator. But you know what's more important and what I like about this product is that they're made from organic cotton, and they don't have any fragrance in it, and there's no additional dye. So it's really friendly. It's environmentally friendly, and it's also TOTM friendly. So I would recommend them if, you know, you were like really insistent and adamant about wearing tampons. But this is our TOTM PSA. Never, ever sleep with tampons in. I'm sure we already know that. And we've said this before here on the show, but never, ever sleep with your tampons in. So, and also please be sure to change them every 4 hours or less, because tampons have been associated with toxic shock syndrome, and we all just want to be safe. Yeah, pretty much that's what it is. We want to be safe. So the other company that has tampons on the market that don't have the applicator is NatraCare. They also carry an organic cotton tampon that's free of dyes and fragrances, and it's applicator-free. And once again, the reason why we're stressing tampons that are free of the plastic applicator is because of the environmental factor. We're looking to be kinder to Mother Earth. And the waste that we throw away, you know, some of these things, it takes years upon years for them to decompose. Plastic bags, it takes between 500 to 1,000 years. So how many years do you think that a plastic applicator, it's still plastic? So it's somewhere in that range as well, 500 years. That's a long time. So these are just a few ways that we can green our period, a few ways that we can, you know, small steps that we can take, not only to save money, but to be more environmentally conscious about the things that we're using and ways that things are affecting our bodies. But if you have any suggestions, any other suggestions on ways to green your period, if I miss something, if there's a product out there that I'm not aware of, please let us know. Tweet us at MyTOTM or email us at ttalk@itsmytotm.com. I just want to thank Kylie and her team for tuning in and for sharing. I mean, that's really commendable for a tween. She's not even a teen yet. To not only not only use a choice of she has a choice of feminine products that she uses. She just doesn't go with one product. She actually uses more than one, and then she's using environmentally friendly products. But then again, when you have a mom who is a menstrual advocate, you know, she's going to be equipped with great information. So once again, Kylie, thank you. Thank you. I want to thank everyone for tuning in for another great show of TOTM Tea Talk. We are going to be coming back to you next week, Sunday. And next week, Sunday, I'm actually having a garden party. We'll talk all about the garden party after next week. But next week, having a garden party, we'll be planting some good stuff in the garden. And some of the things I think that we'll be planting are good for your TOTM, like mint. So be sure to join us back next week at 5, same time, and be sure to connect with us on all things social media at MyTOTM. And we're still taking those letters for the tea bag. So if you have any questions, if there's a topic that you would love for us to talk about, definitely email us, tweet us, and say, hey, Val, why don't you talk about this? And we'll definitely create a show around it. So for now, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your beautiful Sunday afternoon. And until next time we speak, I am your TOTM Tea Talk radio show host, Al Carey, and may every TOTM be a so happy one.